An international plastic supplier is suing Walker County over an alleged broken agreement tied to expansion plans. Audia Group says it invested about $90 million to build a facility at the Walker County Business Park, creating nearly 125 jobs, based on assurances it could purchase nearby land for future growth. The lawsuit claims county officials and the development authority failed to sell the property or prepare it for the construction as agreed. Audia instead expanded in Kentucky, investing more than $100 million and creating about 100 jobs there. The company is seeking to force the property transfer and recover related costs. County officials are not commenting on the pending case. The Walker County Board of Education will hold a called meeting today at 5. The meeting will take place at the Advancing Education Center on Osborne Road in Chickamauga. Board members will hear a presentation on the 2026 Series General Bond Obligation and are expected to consider approval of a bond resolution. The session is focused specifically on the proposed bond issue and related financial matters. Georgia is now under a level one drought response as dry conditions continue across the state. The Georgia Environmental Protection Division issued the declaration yesterday calling for voluntary water conservation. Residents are asked to limit outdoor watering to between 4 p.m. and 10 a.m. to reduce evaporation. Officials also recommend fixing leaks, turning off water when not in use, and properly adjusting sprinklers. While restrictions are not mandatory, early conservation could help avoid stricter measures if the conditions get worse. We've got more news coming up after this. Lafayette is moving forward with a growing network of walking and multi-use paths now known as the Pollinator Trails. The project stems from the city's 2022 strategic plan to create a connected trail system linking parks, sidewalks, and public spaces. At the center of the plan is the Honeybee Loop, a more than 4-mile route that will eventually circle downtown and connect key recreational areas. City leaders say the trail system is designed to improve access for residents and visitors while highlighting the area's natural environment. Wayfinding signs are expected to be installed later this year as development continues. We've got details on all of these stories on our website. You can check them out at discoverwalker.com. You're home for NASCAR in North Georgia. This is Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.